gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress. Persecuted,
but not hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the highest praise, Father, for you're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy of all our praises, my Father. If we had a zillion tongues, Father, we couldn't praise you enough. For you have done great and mighty things that our eyes have not seen, nor has our ears heard, nor has it even entered into our heart, all the mighty things that you have done, that you are doing, and that you will forever be doing, my Father. Great and mighty things, Father, that we can't even fathom, Father. I guess that's why you gave us everlasting life. But it would take forever, Father, to comprehend the height and the greatness and all that is to know of you, Father. While becoming exactly that, Father, what you spoke over our lives, my Father God. And what you spoke not just in the beginning, but what you spoke from the beginning. Before there was a it or there, a when or where, before there was any mountain, before there was a universe, before there was anything, you had counsel with yourself, hallelujah. And boy, you decided before the foundation of the world that you would have a family of sons called mankind, and that you would bring us from your presence and your territory of heaven to a territory that you would give us called the earth. And there in that spot in the universe, we would make it a colony of heaven. So that the same thing that's going on in heaven, the same lifestyle, the same atmosphere, the same environment, everything, just like heaven, that the same thing that's going on in heaven might be going on in the territory that you gave us, the earth. You brought us from your presence, our Father which art in heaven. We originated in heaven, Father God, and you brought us to the earth, Father God, that through your Holy Spirit and your word, hallelujah, that you would establish your governing system of heaven, your governing authority of heaven to a territory called earth. We call it colonization, my Father God, where you would make earth a colony of heaven. So that the prayer that we've been praying all our life, Father, may become a reality and may be fulfilled in all our lives forever, is that your kingdom come and your will be done. And your will, Father, in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven, my Father God. That's your will, Lord, that it be on earth just like it is in heaven. Now give us this day, Father, our daily bread, everything that we would have need of, Father, to assist you in accomplishing that, Father, your will and your purpose and your plan and your destiny for our life. For many are the plans in our hearts, but it is your purpose and your will and your intent that will prevail. So we say this, Father, as we come through the gates of thanksgiving, coming through the gates of praise, coming through the holy place, coming through this radio broadcast, all the way, Father, into your literal presence, my Father God, so that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help us every time we need it. And this is our petition, Father. Let your kingdom come in our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven, Father. And that it may be unto us according to your word, Father God, what you say. For what the king say, that's what goes. What you say, Father, that's what goes. For heaven and earth will pass away. The heaven, this atmosphere, the environment that's over this earth, and this earth is going to pass away. But your word, Father, is going to abide forever, Lord God. So be it unto us, Father, according to your word. Not religion, Father. Not rituals. Not just ceremonies. Not our ways and not our practices. Not what we do, Father, but what you said and what you do, what you are doing, and what you will forever be doing. Be it unto us according to that, Lord God. And as in always, my Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the honor, and all of the praise. For this kingdom, this great kingdom of heaven, is your kingdom. And you have made us heirs of it, Father. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Now, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this radio broadcast today. And we humble ourselves under the work that Jesus Christ sent you to do into this earth. So we say that you take the lead, and you lead us, and you guide us into the reality, the truth of everything that Jesus said concerning us. For you are our guide. You are our comforter. You are our leader. You are our teacher. Hallelujah. So we just humble ourselves under your work in the earth today. And we say you take full control of every area of our lives. We give you all of us, not just a portion of our lives, but all of us, Lord, all of me, we give you so that the world can see that you live in us. And so that the world can know that our Father, the Son, and you, Holy Spirit, so that the world can know that you love us so. So Holy Ghost, take control. Anoint these lips of mine to speak as the oracles of God, and anoint the ears of everyone listening under the sound of my voice to hear not what I say, but what the Spirit of the Lord say to all of us about what I say. Holy Ghost, have your way. Thank you, Father, for your love for all of us. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and mercy that endures forever. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for your fellowship and your communion that will lead us into the reality of what it means to be the children of the Most High God. What an honor. What a privilege to know you and Jesus Christ who you sent and the power that's available to all of us through his death, burial, and resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus, we make this petition known unto you, and so shall it be. But this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to your will, then we know that you hear us. And because we know that you hear us and you are faithful to your word, Father God, then we also know that we have the petition that we desire of you. So be it unto us, once again, according to your word, your will, your purpose, your destiny, for all our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, super men and super women of the Most High God. Hey, kings and queens, rulers in the earth of the Most High God. Hey, ambassadors of Christ, representative of the reigning king. Hallelujah. Hey, children of the Most High God, hallelujah. What an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to greet you in that way. Because, boy, I discover who we really are, where we really come from, why we really here, the potential that's on the inside of every last one of us, and where we're going to end up at. That's mankind's age-old question, ever since the fall of man, is to discover who we are, who we really are. I told you who you really are. Mighty men and mighty women are the Most High God. Super men, super women are the Most High God. Kings and queens of the kingdom of God. Ambassadors of Christ, representative of Christ in this foreign territory called the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's who you are. The sons of the Most High God. You come from God. You all spring from God. You are masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. Good God Almighty. I'm going to say that again. You are masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. And from himself came, from who? God himself came, you and I. So I say it again, you are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. That's who you really are. Those are eternal titles. That's going to be forever. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, all other titles that we might fall up under, whether it's spiritual or religious or titles of the world, you know, all those titles are going to pass away. But those titles that I just mentioned of who you are, that's eternal titles. You're going to forever be the child of the Most High God. You're going to forever be an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of our God and of our Christ. You're going to always, forever be a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. You're going to ever, forever be a superman and a superwoman of the Most High God. You're going to forever be a king and a queen if you're in a female body. You're going to forever be a ruler. Hallelujah. Those are eternal titles. That's who you are. Hallelujah. What's the next one? That's your identity. The next one is, man, you know, your origin. Where you come from. These are mankind's age-old questions. You come from God. When God wanted you, man, he spoke to himself. He said, let us. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Make mankind in our image and in our likeness. And let them have kingship, dominion. That's what dominion means. Power, control, and influence, and authority. What? Over all the earth. Hallelujah. So when he wanted you, he spoke to himself. And from himself came you and I. So, man, we come from God. That's where you come from. Your body comes from the ground, from the earth. But you, that mighty man and that mighty woman, that king and that ruler, that ambassador of Christ, you come from God. You're a spirit being that have a personality, a soul, a mind, will, emotion, attitude. And you live in a earthen vessel, a physical body. The body is not you. That's the house that you live in. Your soul is the go-between between your spirit man and your body. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotion, your attitude. But the real you, that mighty man, that mighty woman, then that's who God say you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what he said about you. And where you come from him. Our Father which art where? In heaven. So if you come from him and he's in heaven, then you come from heaven. That's where you originated from. Hallelujah. Your identity, who you are, that's what I said at first, mighty men and mighty women. Your origin, you come from heaven. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, say we are, your citizenship is in heaven. That's your original citizenship. But God, man, brought you down to the earth. Hallelujah. He brought you down to the earth and formed a body for you to live in so that you could dominate this physical territory that he created, that he gave you to extend his governing influence of his territory called heaven to a territory that he gave you and I, the earth. The Bible say the highest heaven. That's the unseen realm. That's the heaven with God's territory. Hallelujah. And the heavens, that's the universe. The whole universe belonged to the Lord. And he gave, and in his heavens that he created, the universe, he picked out a spot, one of those planets in the universe called the earth. And he said, and that he gave to you. The highest heavens and the heavens belong to God, but the earth he gave to man. For what purpose? So that through his family of sons, through them mighty men, through them kings and queens, through them ambassadors, the representatives of heaven and the and the government of Almighty God, that through them, boy, he might extend his governing influence of his territory called heaven to a territory that he gave you and I, the earth. So what pray the doctor, so it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. What you've been praying all your life. Now, when you say, give me my daily bread, you've been asking for everything else, but for what you really need to be asking for, your priorities might be out of line. First thing you got to be asking for, Lord, give me this day my daily bread. Daily bread don't consist of, man, I mean, it consists of all the things that we might ask for, but your daily bread is, man, Lord, give me everything that I have need of to accomplish that. What? Your will and your kingdom and your purpose and your plan and your destiny for my life. Give me on a daily basis everything that I have need of to assist you in accomplishing that. Not my will, not my plan, but your kingdom come and your will be done and your plan for my life and your destiny for my life. Let that be. Hallelujah. Give me that. Give me that on a daily basis. The knowledge that I need, the understanding that I need, the wisdom that I need, the power that I need. Everything that I have need of that pertains to that kind of life and godliness and the God kind of life, hallelujah. So that I might have the mind of Christ, the same mind that Christ had, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Give me all those spiritual things that I have need of to accomplish your original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for my life. Glory to God. Glory be to God. What you doing when you're operating like that, and when you're coming to that knowledge and understanding and operating in that, then you're becoming, man, who God already, man, purposed for you to be before the foundation of the world. Who are you? I told you who you are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Where you come from? You come from God. Our Father which art where? In heaven. So you originated in heaven. Then he brought you down here to the earth. And he didn't just bring you down there to the earth. He gave you, man, a purpose. He's a purpose for him bringing you to the earth. And that is that purpose for him bringing you from heaven to earth is so that through you, he might establish that will on the earth. What's his will? That it be on earth as it is in heaven. You've been praying it all your life, but perhaps have not understood. Bible says, get knowledge and get wisdom, but in all you're getting, get an understanding. Well, so that you can know what is the hope of your calling and the exceeding greatness of the power that's on the inside of every last one of us. You know the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living on the inside of you? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Most High God, the essence of God, the fullness of God, all that God is, the life of God, the presence of God, boy, the power of God. That's the Holy Spirit. He's living on the inside of every last one of us who have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That same mighty working power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and set him at the right hand of the Most High God has also made alive you and raised you up and made you to sit together with Christ Jesus in those heavenly places. Far above all your principalities and powers and dominions and mice and wicked spirits and high places and everything else. In other words, above all the works of the devil, man, that's in your life, man, that's trying to keep you from the knowledge of who you really are, where you really come from, why you're really here, what your true potential is, and where you're really going to end up at. That the Bible says in John, say for this reason, 3 John, I think it is, 3 John 3, verse 8, I believe that's the scripture. It says, for this reason was the Son of God manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? To separate you, man, from, man, your source and your sustainer. To, man, cause you to become ignorant to those age-old questions. What's ignorance? Not knowing who you really are, where you really come from, why you really here, You here to establish me, and you know the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's why God brought you down here to the earth. He didn't bring you down here to the earth so that you could live and then, man, you know, be cast out of his presence and then try to do everything you can, man, in and of yourself to get back into his presence so that you could go back to heaven and live forever and ever and ever with God in heaven. That ain't what the Bible teaches. That ain't what the Bible says. That ain't what the Bible is all about. Everything that Jesus Christ come to do down here to this earth, everything that he came to do, is not to prepare you to go to heaven. That's what religion does. Jesus Christ come down here to cleanse you up from all your unrighteousness that Adam sold us into so that, man, you can regain the will of God, the perfect will of God for your life so that you can get back on course to what God's original plan and purpose and destiny for our life is and that it be on earth as it is in hell. We lost that in Adam's disobedience. But in Jesus Christ's obedience, that has been regained, and not only regained, but restored back to us. And the Holy Spirit's job is to lead us into the reality of it, not to have good church. That's all right to have good church and to worship and sing and everything else, but there wasn't nothing of that going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. They wouldn't have no church meeting. They didn't have no apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. They didn't have no worship services. You know, not as we know it. They had all that, but not as we know it. All of that we're doing now is a result of the fall of mankind. But in the original thing that God set up on the earth, man, they weren't having no church. They had no apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, man. They were just the children of the Most High God walking and talking with God in the cool of the day in the presence of the Lord 24/7, man. And, man, I'm talking about following, boy, the leadership, man, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit that was on the inside of them. On their way to fulfilling, man, God's purpose and destiny for their lives, well, to make it on earth just like it is in heaven. That's why he told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. That means make it on earth like it is in heaven. Do you and Eve make a whole lot more bodies so that, boy, so that I can dwell in, so that I can put my spirit, my image, my character, my nature, my life on the inside of those bodies too. And then, man, fill those bodies up with the Holy Spirit too so that they could carry out and fulfill, man, my original purpose and destiny and desire for their lives. Have dominion over all the earth. Make it on earth just like it is in hell. That's our original purpose. That's what God created us for. I don't know what people have told you and what you've been preached and what you've been told and everything else, because I'm talking about they got all kind of, man, you know, theories about all this and everything else. But I ain't talking about no theories. I'm talking about, man, the truth of God's word, what God said. I told you every time I come on this broadcast, I ain't got no pre-planned sermon. I ain't got none of that, man. All I'm going to tell you is what the Bible say, what God say. And it's not through no sense knowledge that I derived from theology and from school and seminaries and everything else. This comes from revelation knowledge, glory to God, by going to the University of Silence, where the Holy Spirit is the teacher and the guide, and let him lead me and me into, boy, what Jesus Christ was saying. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. That's why every time I come up on here, man, you always hear me say, Holy Ghost, hey, have your way. You take the lead. I play the background, glory to God, hallelujah, because sometimes I get in the way, but Lord, if you in the lead and I'm playing the background, then I'm going to follow your lead. I'm only going to say what you've put in my heart to say, and just like, boy, you only going to reveal to me what Jesus Christ said. Glory be to God. So like I say, I don't represent my church or my denomination or the fellowship that I fellowship with. But by the way, I got some announcement to make about that. I don't represent none of that. I represent, man, you know, I represent the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell. Hallelujah. That's who I represent. I don't represent no denomination. I don't represent no religion. I don't represent, man, no theology. I don't represent none of that, you know. I use all of that, man, for the fulfillment of my purpose. But, man, you know, all of that is a means to the end. And I don't get preoccupied with the means at the expense of forfeiting the end. I told you, man, I'm a king. Somebody say to me, say, what you are, boy, a bishop or a pastor or a preacher? I'm a king, glory to God. And I don't care what you think about that. You might think I'm arrogant or whatever you think, might think or whatever it is. It don't even matter, man. I am who you say I am. I have what you say I have. and I can do what he say I can do. It don't matter about what you think about that. It don't matter what nobody think about that, man. Only thing that matters, man, is what he says, hallelujah. And that's the only thing that ought to matter in your life, man. Not what people say about you, and not what people think about you, and not what the world think about you, and not what society think about you. Only thing you ought to be focused on, man, is what God say about you, and what God think about you, and what his plan, and his will, and his purpose, and his intent for your life. And if you seek that first, I ain't talking about second, third, fourth, fifth, after you done sought everything else. But if you seek that first, if you seek the healer instead of the healing through all the means that he's provided for us, through whether it's doctors, hospitals, nurses, medications, miracles, whatever, if you stop seeking all those means and seek the healer, then the healing will come. If you stop seeking, man, different ways of getting saved and everything else through religious rituals and ceremonies and everything, but seek the Savior, glory to God. Instead of the saving, then, boy, you automatically be saved. If you seek the deliverer instead of the deliverance, thank God for all the means that he provided deliverance through, man, you know, whatever it might be. But, boy, I'm talking about getting our priorities in line. Seek the deliverer. And the deliverance, whichever form and whichever way he sees fit for him that's best in his best interest for our life, then he'll provide that. If you seek the provider instead of the provision, if you go after the provider instead of the fame, the fortune, the money, or whatever it is, then you guess what? You'll get all the provision. Why everybody got that, man? Because, man, we're seeking for the treasures here on earth where wrath and moth and corruption can enter that up. Let me tell you something, man. I ain't trying to be no self-made millionaire. You know why? I ain't trying to be no billionaire. I ain't trying to gain no whole bunch of money or nothing like that, man. You know why, man? Because I discovered, man, what I have and who I am. What? I'm not a millionaire. I'm not a billionaire. I'm a kingionaire. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. I'm going to say it again. I'm a kingionaire. A millionaire just have millions of dollars. A billionaire just have billions of dollars. A kingionaire, he got all the money, all the riches, all the treasures of heaven. How wealthy do you think heaven is? You think heaven had just $1 million? You think heaven just have $1 billion? You think heaven just have a zillion dollars, $1 trillion, $1 zillion, and all the other numbers that go up above that we don't even know nothing about, man? Let me tell you something, boy. The streets is paved with gold in heaven. And I am an heir of that with all of the kingdom of hell. I'm a king in there, glory to God. My God supply all my needs. If I need $1, he'll provide it. If I need $10, he'll provide it. If I need $100, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, whatever I have need of to accomplish his will and his purpose and his intent for my life, baby, it's already provided for me. Glory to God. Not by man the economy or how much money I got down here in the bank, but according to his riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus my Lord. I told you I'm a king in there. I'm an heir of the kingdom of heaven. How well do you think heaven is? Far more wealthy than a millionaire. Far more wealth than a billionaire. Far more wealth than a trillionaire. Far more wealth than any man wealth that you could come up with on the earth. All the treasures of the earth, the oil, the gold, the silver, the diamonds, and everything else. What's that compared, man, to the treasures of heaven? Good God Almighty. If you could get all the treasures of the earth, all the gold, all the oil, all of the oil, all of the coal, all of the diamonds, all of the riches of this world, all of the physical money that's in this world, what does that compare to, man, the riches of heaven? The riches of this earth, man, is a joke compared to the riches of heaven. And I'm an heir, and you are too. You are heir of the kingdom of heaven. Good God Almighty. How you know that, boy? That's what he said. Come, you who are who? The king. Who is the king? Our Father in heaven. What did he say? Come, all of you under the sound of my voice who are blessed, not trying to get blessed, not want to be blessed, not going blessed, who are blessed. That's past tense, of your Father, and get your inheritance, what? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. How come we living, man, poor, broken, hungry, man, when all the time we are heirs of the kingdom of heaven? God spoke through the prophet Hosea and said, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they don't know that. They don't know what? They don't know, man, who they really are. They don't know, man, what they really have. They don't know what they really can do. They don't know where they really come from. They don't know, man, they purpose, man, for being here on the earth. They don't know the potential that we have on the inside of us. They don't know what we can do. That's the fourth age-old question. The first one is what? Who are we? Number two is where we come from. Number three is why are we here? That's purpose. Who we are, that's identity. Where we come from, that's origin. Why are we here, that's purpose. What can we do, that's potential. That's number four. And the fifth one is where are we going to end up at? That's mankind's age-old question. What's our destination? Know what your destiny, know what the potential that you have on the inside of you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all special things that pertains to life and godliness. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, man. And because you don't know it, then you're not growing up in it, and you're not practicing it, man. But you're practicing the dictates of this world system that you've been born and trained and conditioned to live in. When all the time, man, the Bible says in the book of Colossians, man, you have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of this world system that you was born and trained and conditioned to live according to the dictates of this world. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God, dear son. Back into the kingdom of hell. Back into the garden of Eden on earth. Not going to be. If you're born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, then you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God, dear son. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. Your kingdom is not of this world, sis. That don't mean you ain't in it. And that don't mean, man, that you are not under the governing influence of it. What I'm saying is you don't have to be governed by that influence that's in the earth no more that's set up by the devil. You can be governed, man, by the governing system of heaven now. Why? Because you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, out of this old world system, man, that we've been born and trained and conditioned to live according to, man, over into the kingdom of God, dear son. What I got to do now? Now you got to learn that. You got to come to the knowledge of that. That's why I say if you seek first the kingdom of God, then all these you'll know all these things. Why come the whole church don't know all this? Because they ain't men doing what God say. God say seek first the kingdom of God. That's in Bible, in your Bible, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It's the first thing, the question was, Lord, about what we going to eat? What we going to drink? How we going to pay our bills? How we going to make it? How we going to come with this? And Jesus say, listen, you don't have to worry about all them things, because that's what causing stress and sickness and disease and cancerous cells to build up in our body. Because you worrying about, man, how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to get my bills paid, how I'm going to pay this, how I'm going to live, how I'm going to make it. Jesus say, you don't have to worry about those things, man. For your heavenly Father know that you have need of those things. That's why I say if you seek to provide us, then all the provision will be made available to you. Now, that ain't got nothing to do with how much money you got. That got to do with, man, his riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, so don't worry about them things. Why? Because your heavenly Father, your source, and your sustainer, he know that you have need of all these things. But if you get your priorities in line, what's my priority? Seek first, man, the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing and his ways of doing what he's doing. And all these things, what, that you have need of, that utopia, that perfect world, that provision, that deliverance, that healing, that salvation that you might need in whatever area of your life that you might need saving in, all that will be provided for you on a daily basis. Why on a daily basis? Because you will be becoming who you already are. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Well, let me tell you something, man. Sometimes I listen to these radio broadcasts that my brother sent me, man, through my email address, a copy of each radio broadcast that I do here, man. And, man, sometimes, man, I'm amazed myself at the things that God be sharing with us, boy, through this radio broadcast. Let me tell you something, boy. If you was a wise person, you would take my number down, man, you know, and, boy, you would tell me, hey, Brother Arthur, yeah, email me a copy, man, of that broadcast. Because I need to hear that again. Because you think you heard it first time, man, but you only retain just a little bit of it. But, boy, when you hear it again and again and again, then it get past your intellect and get down into your spirit. And from the abundance of the heart, your spirit, man, the mouth going to speak. And when you speak it out of your mouth, but the only way you can speak it out of your mouth, you got to get it down into your heart. Only way you can get it down into your heart, you got to hear it and hear it and hear it. You got to get it past your intellect, prepare your five sense knowledge reasonings and get it down into your spirit being. And when it get down into your spirit being in abundance, then it's going to come out of your mouth, glory to God. And when it come out of your mouth, be not deceived. God not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. And when you begin to speak as the oracle of God and the word of God over your life, then that Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of you, boy, going to take the word that come out of your mouth that pertains to life and godliness, and he's going to create it, even in the midst of your chaos, even in the midst of the darkness that's in your life, even in the midst of your lack of knowledge, your ignorance, and everything else. When you take, boy, the word of God, what God say about you, because I told you every time we come on this radio broadcast, I ain't coming to die. Listen, I ain't come in with no religion. I ain't come in with no Christianity, no Buddhism, no Hinduism, no Muslim, none of that, man. You know, all that's religion and everything else. And it has its place in times past. In times past, God dealt with us in those ways. But, boy, I'm talking about a new covenant and established on better promises than new laws. Hallelujah. You say, I didn't come to do away with that. I come to fulfill that. Because you ain't had to operate in that no more. You was operating in God's permissive will and all of that. But now you can come back, man, and begin to operate in God's perfect will of who you really are, where you really come from, why you really here, what you really can do, and knowing where you really going to end up at. I'm going to say this right here. You know where you're going to end up at? When it's all said and done, you're going to end up, man, in heaven on earth. Not in the heaven, man, that you came from. Not in the territory, man, that God is the king of. You can't be no king in that territory. You don't have no authority and power in that territory. You can't rule in that territory. That belongs to God. The earth he gave you, that's our kingdom. That's what's a kingdom? A territory over which a king has power, control, and influence over it, and patterning it with the perfect will of God. The earth is your territory. In heaven, all you can be is a prince or a princess, because God is the king of that territory. So he provided another territory for you so that you could not just be a prince or a princess, so that you can be a queen and a king, that you can rule over all the circumstances, situations, and symptoms that confront your life, not over people and not over one another. And how do a king rule? He rule with his word. Listen, boy, in a democracy, man, you know, the people, man, you know, have authority and have say-so. But in the kingdom, you have your opinion, but your opinion don't mean nothing in the kingdom. Why? Because what the kings say, that's what goes. The king's word is law. I'm going to say that again. In a kingdom, it's different from a democracy and a republic. In a democracy and a republic, we the people. We make the choices and decisions, man, on who we want, men to officiate our government, who we want to be the president, who we want to be the governor, who we want to be the mayor, who we want, men to put in political offices, man, to officiate, man, the ruling authority of this territory, the government. But in the kingdom, it's different, man. Ain't no vote in the kingdom. Glory to God. Ain't no dictatorship in the kingdom. What the kings say, that's what goes. And, boy, when we get to the place where, boy, we come up under subjection to what the king say, instead of trying to bring the king under subjection to what we think and what we say, but flip that script, man, and let us become subject under, man, the king's power, control, and influence, and the king's word, who the Most High God word, then you know what's going to happen as we speak in first dead and applying that to our life, then we can begin to experience line up on line, precept over precept, little by little by little, we can begin to experience the kingdom of heaven. That's the territory. And all that the territory consists of, because that's your inheritance, we can begin to experience that in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Not in its fullness, because that's for a time yet to come, man. That's in another dispensation. But in the dispensation of the period in time in which you and I live in, what God is doing is not so much as establishing the kingdom on the earth. It's happening that way, but he's doing it different from what you think. He's establishing the kingdom of heaven in the earth first. What's in the earth? In your physical body, where your soul and your mind and your will and your emotion live at, and where your spirit man live at. He lives in the earth, in this physical body. So the kingdom that God is setting up on the earth now, that's here now, is within you. That's the kingdom that he's setting up on the earth. that is a future kingdom. And it is a future kingdom when Jesus Christ is going to come back and reign on the earth, man, for 1,000 years and set up a physical kingdom on the earth. That's coming too. That's in the millennium. That's in the 1,000-year reign that you don't know nothing about, or you even heard about it, but you don't understand it. That's to come. But I'm talking about the kingdom that's here now. Where that kingdom is now with observation. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. It's in your spirit, man. You know, and your spirit, man, you got to get it into your spirit, man, by coming to the truth, man, of what God is doing. The only way you can come to the truth of what God is doing is not by power, not by might, not by your theology and everything else. All that's good and everything else, but it's by the spirit of the living God. Who knows the things of God except the spirit of God? Who can reveal to us, man, what God is doing, man, if it ain't the Holy Spirit? He's the only one that can reveal to us. He's the only one that can give us revelation knowledge. You can learn a whole lot of knowledge in theology and through school and our curriculum here and our five-sense reasoning education system that we have here on the earth. All that's good and everything else, but I'm talking about a greater school, man, a greater knowledge, greater than the knowledge that we derive from our five-sense reasoning. I'm talking about more revelation knowledge. Knowledge that's revealed to us, man, the revelation of God's word, spiritual knowledge that can only be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. You got a whole lot of, man, intellectual and theology and everything else that's based upon five-sense reasoning, sense knowledge. And that's good in its place and everything else. Don't misunderstand me, man. But, boy, I'm talking about a greater knowledge. Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And the carnal mind, man, or the natural mind, or the five-sense reason of mind, they cannot comprehend those things because they are spiritually discerned. And the only way, man, they can be discerned spiritually is by the work of the Holy Spirit. That's why he come, man, to lead and guide us. In the entire past, God dealt with us through the prophet and through sense, knowledge, reason, because we were spiritually dead. But we ain't spiritually dead no more. We've been born again. Our spirit, man, has become alive again. And, boy, what we need is the Holy Ghost, man, to revelate to us what's really going on. Not you leaning on your own understanding and coming up with, well, this is what I think and this is how I feel and this is what I believe and all that. That's why we got so many different, man, ideologies and theologies and everything else, man, about the word of God. Because we're being led by our five-sense reasoning, even in our education system. But, boy, I'm talking about a greater knowledge, revelation knowledge that's revealed to us, man, by the power of the Holy Ghost that's living on the inside of you. But if you don't know nothing about that Holy Ghost that's living on the inside of you and what his purpose is, then you'll live your life, man, live and die like a mere man and a mere woman, when all the time you're a mighty man and a mighty woman, a superman and a superwoman, a king and a queen, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. You know what peculiar people is? A special people. Good God Almighty. An ambassador, a representative, not of your denomination, not of your church, not of your pastor, but a representative of Christ. An ambassador of Christ. What's Christ? Christ is the reigning king. Who is Jesus? That's the body that Christ lived in. Who is Jesus? That's Mary's boy. Who is Christ? That's God's boy. That's God's man living on the inside of Mary's boy. Who is Jesus? That's Mary's boy. Who is Christ? That's God's son that's living on the inside of Mary's boy, that physical body. Who is Christ? That's the reigning king that's living on the inside of that physical body. You know what the Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter 1, I think it's around verse 22, 23, something like that. He says, I show you a mystery that had been hidden from ages and ages and from generations and generations, but is now being manifested, boy, in the church. What's that mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Good God Almighty. Who? The reigning king in you. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you can ask what you will. That's the hope of glory. And it shall be done unto you. Who? Christ in you. And you in Christ. Let me tell you something. God ain't have no problem, man, getting the kingdom of heaven, man, to you. You know what he's trying to do now in your life? Is get you into the kingdom of heaven. Get you back into the kingdom of heaven. You was in the kingdom of heaven, man, on earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 in Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And then you got put out of that place. But boy, Jesus Christ come in to reestablish that place again, and them angels with them flaming swords that man God put over that the Garden of Eden to keep mankind out of it. Man, them angels gone. Ain't no more angels there no more with no flaming swords. It's a door now. That's why Jesus Christ said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. I'm the door back into the Garden of Eden. No man come to the Father except through me. Good God Almighty. Right. I'm the door. Ain't no more angels there with flaming swords to keep you out. The reason why God put them angels there, not because he was mad with you and disappointed with you and wanted to get you, man, for what you've done. No, you say, man, I got to protect the tree of life. I got to protect the way of the tree of life. If they come back into this place right here in that sinful state that they in, spiritually dead, and eat off the tree of life, then they're going to live forever spiritually dead. There won't be no way for me to come in and, man, I'm talking about do what I need to do. So I got to put them out, and I got to protect the way back to the tree of life until, boy, I can make it possible, man, for to cleanse them up from all their unrighteousness, man, and put back on the inside of them a righteous consciousness, man, and, man, pay the penalty for all their sins so that the Holy Spirit can once again come live on the inside of them before, like it was before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then I'm gonna take away them angels with the flaming swords. And instead of putting the angel with flaming swords there to keep them out of the kingdom of heaven on earth, I'm gonna put a door there now. Jesus is the door. Hallelujah. What? So that you can come back into the presence of the Lord, so that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, come back into the presence of the Lord, and eat off the tree of life forever and ever and ever and ever. Brother Arthur, what are you talking about? I'm talking about what God is doing and his way of doing what he's doing. You know how I found that out? Because I read something, man, in Romans, man. I mean, in what that is. That's in Psalm chapter 119. I don't know if it's verse. Like I told you, I don't know the Bible and chapter verse. I got it out the Bible and out the chapter, not the verse. And I put it on the inside of my spirit. I can't tell you exactly. Sometimes I might quote a scripture and say this and that. Man, sometimes that's why I tell you it's in this book. All I know is, man, you know, about where it's at. I know it's in Psalm chapter 119. What exact verse it is, I can't tell you right now at the top of my mind. I could easily go to it if I want to. But in that chapter, David said this, Lord, teach me your precepts. Your original idea, your original plan, your original purpose, your original desire, what was in your mind, what was in your heart before you even spoke it, before you even, man, you know, made anything, what, man, caused your hands to move and your spirit to create? What was your original intent? Well, because when I come to that knowledge, then I have good understanding. Otherwise, man, I have the wrong concepts. Why? Because I don't know the original precept. What's precept? The original idea. What concept? A picture of an idea. When it's in your mind's eye. And if you don't know the original precept, then you can come up with the wrong concept. And that's what religion has produced, man, in the lives of God's children. The wrong concept. Your idea, you picture yourself, man, as going to heaven and living in heaven forever and ever and ever and ever. That's because you don't know, man, God's precepts. And listen, that ain't no evil thing. That ain't no evil desire. That's just not the will of God. That's a good desire. That's what made Adam and Eve them eat out the tree, man, because that was nothing evil. I mean, that was a good thing to be God, to be a God. Who wouldn't want to be, man, almighty God? But you can't be there. Because that's not the purpose that God created you to be, God in and of and by yourself and of yourself. No, he created you, man, subject to him, a subject to him, under his command, under his control, under his influence. That's what happened to Adam and Eve, man. To the devil. He wanted, man, put his throne above the throne of God. He wanted to be God all by himself. He wanted, man, exalt his throne above the throne of God. And you know what happened? It caused him to get put out of heaven. You know what his desire was when he got cast out of heaven? The Bible said in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, he fell to the earth. And he fell to the earth, he was on to the tee. You know what he's waiting on? He's waiting on God's most prized possession, the family of God, mankind. For what purpose? So that he could attack them. Attack them for what purpose? To get them to do the same thing, man, that he did. What he did, he rebelled against the known will of God for his life. He rebelled against that. Sin didn't start with Adam and Eve, man. Sin started, man, before Adam and Eve even came on the scene. Man, the devil is the origin of evil and sin. He the first one rebelled against the will of God. And the Bible says he got kicked out of heaven. Just like when Adam rebelled against the will of God, he got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. He got kicked out of heaven on earth. So the devil, man, had one desire, man, when he got kicked out of heaven. And that boy to attack, man, God's most prized possession, what? Mankind. So that he could, man, get them to do what he did, rebel against the will of God. That's what Adam did. Adam declared independence from God, just like what Satan did. Adam ate out the tree because the devil told him, you would be a God yourself. You'll be just like the Most High God. You don't need God, man. You can make it. You can do everything on your own. And he deceived them. The Bible says it was a fruit to be desired. That's a great desire, man, to be God. But, man, the way he instituted it to be, he mixed a little bit of truth with a lie. Just enough to deceive them. He didn't just flat tell them out a lie. He deceived them. He tricked them. Hallelujah. The same way God tricked him, hallelujah. And that woman, that just like the devil used Eve to deceive men, all Adam and all mankind, God used boy Mary, man, to deceive the devil. Same way. Just like the devil deceived mankind, man, God deceived the devil and tricked him. He thought he was getting rid of Jesus Christ, boy. Little did he know, boy, that when they crucified him, that made way, man, for multitudes of men and women, man, to be born again and to be cleansed from all their unrighteousness and come back into the kingdom of hell. If the devil would have knew that, boy, you think he would have crucified Jesus, boy, had Jesus crucified, he tried to make sure that Jesus lived forever and ever and ever and ever and ever so that the penalty for sin could never be paid. And it would only be one Christ in the earth. But as a result of what the devil thought he was getting rid of Jesus, well, the result of that, man, him crucifying Jesus, had resulted into millions and millions of us being born again. Now he ain't got just one Jesus to contend with. He got a whole bunch of us, sons and daughters, to contend with. Hallelujah. 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 So let me wrap this up. And what are you saying to us, brother? Hey, listen. I said it in the beginning. Our eyes ain't seen, nor have our ears heard, nor have it entered into our heart. The thing that God, boy, has done, is doing, and will forever be doing. But in this day and time, in your generation, it's being manifested through the church, through the called out ones, through those who have been translated out of darkness into the kingdom of God, dear son. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, not the Muslim church, not the Christian church, not the Hindu church, not the Buddhist church, not, man, the Jehovah's Witness church, not the Baptist church. He want to use all of them, man, and everything else. He ain't condemn none of them. He said, I didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that they all might be saved, the Buddhist, the Hindu, the Christian, all the different ones. He said, I ain't going to get to condemn them. They're doing what's only conducive to their nature because they don't know what's really going on. So I ain't come to condemn them. That's just ignorance gone to seed. I come to save them. I want every Muslim to be saved. I want every Buddhist to be saved. He said he want every Hindu to be saved. He want every Muslim, every Christian, every man, every woman, every boy to be saved. He's not willing that none should perish, but that all men might come to the truth and the knowledge of that truth, boy. And the way he getting that manifested, boy, to the ends of the earth and to every man and every woman and every nation and every ethnic group, it's through the church, them called out ones. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And ain't a devil in hell can prevail against it. And through the church, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known in all the earth. Through the church. Hey, listen, that's you and I. Let me close with this. My time is just about up. Hey, listen, boy, For let me give you this number. And if you don't have it, get a pen, a pencil, so you can write this number down with. This is very important, not just for me, but for you. Man, the phone number to Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry, the phone number is area code 713-870-3776. Again, that phone number is area code 713-870-3776. 3776. Hey, listen, we came up on this radio broadcast way back in 2012 when we started. We was on for a few years, and then we went off for 2-3 years or somewhere up in that area. And then we came back on. We've been on here a long time, you know. And back in 2018, man, our building that we was having church from, the Ambassador Center, the Diplomat Center that we was functioning out of, the building that we was functioning out of, hey, man, it got destroyed, and it was declared unsuitable for use, man. And we didn't have the insurance. We didn't have the means to restore it and everything else. So we went, man, you know, our main focus then went to the outreach ministry. That's why this radio broadcast is on here, man. Because we didn't have a building, man, you know, and our facility was all messed up, man, and we couldn't have no church have a facility. Then we went to the outreach ministry, this radio broadcast, and we started reaching out and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and teaching the gospel of the kingdom to those who are abroad, people who would never have entered into our building, but is still under the sound of my voice, so that the gospel of the kingdom can be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. But let me tell you something, boy. Down through those times and everything else, man, God has provided the means and to restore our facility, you know. And boy, I'm talking about, man, we've been working on it, man, ever since a long time. And boy, we at the point now where it's, man, 99.9% complete. In fact, we're going to open the doors to the facility tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Not to have church, but to go in there, man, and establish, man, the purpose for the building. You know, God said, Jesus said, boy, my Father's house shall be a house of prayer. You know, so we're going to go in there tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m., you know, and all of you in the Bunker area or in the sound of my voice that live in the surrounding area, we invite you, man, to come and not have church, but help us establish the right atmosphere and the right environment in that facility. So that when we open the doors, we're going to have our grand opening the first Sunday in September. But tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m., man, we open the door for those who want to come in and saturate the place with the presence of the Lord, with prayer, you know. And, man, that means just saturate the place with prayer and petitions and the plan and the purpose and the destiny for, that God has for the restoration of that building. To do what? To establish the foundation first, you know, to lay down a solid foundation so that those men who come to that place will find the presence of the Lord there. And men know what the purpose for God establishing that facility and that ministry in this Bunker, Louisiana area, you know. Again, our phone number is area code 713-870-3776. Listen, I got about another minute and a half before I have to end this broadcast. So if you didn't write that number down, then, man, let me tell you something. That's the devil, man, trying to keep you, man, from the greatest blessing that God has for your life. I'm going to say it again maybe two more times in the next minute and a half. Our phone number is area code 713-870-3776. It'll be in your best interest to call that number, boy, and I'm talking about, man, just, man, touch and agree with us. Because the Bible says, wherever two or three of you shall agree on earth to touch anything, it shall be done. And I want you to pray with us, even if you're not there, man, physically, man, but tomorrow at the 1 o'clock hour, you know, pray that God's will be done in and through this ministry, that it will be a blessing, man, to the not only to the body of Christ, but to the world, hallelujah. And through that ministry, man, people might come there and in that building, find the presence of the Lord there, find a way, man, to know, man, that wherever you go, God is with you, man. And that's what we want more than anything else. That's our greatest desire, that all men come to the knowledge of the truth, till we all become a statue of Jesus Christ, a fixed, predictable image of Jesus Christ. Again, our phone number is area code 713-870-3776. Tomorrow is going to be a blessing for us and for mankind. We're opening the doors to Kingdom Life Fellowship Ambassador Center, where we're going to go in and just saturate the place with prayer and thanksgiving and set the groundwork and the foundation for God to do a great and mighty work through that ministry and through that facility to reach the ends of the earth. We're a world outreach ministry. And boy, it'll be an awesome place for you to become a part of it. You don't have to be no member of it. Just be in agreement with what God is doing in and through that. Again, that number is area code 713-870-3776. 3776. My wife, Gail, and I, we love y'all with the love of the Lord, and we pray and believe and trust God's greatest blessing, man, be multiplied to you and your family on a daily basis. Give us a call. It'll be a joy to hear from you, you know. Or even if you just message us with a thumb up, contact us and let us know that this ministry is a blessing to you. We love you with the love of the Lord. We look forward to speaking to you again next week. God bless us. God continues blessing to you and your family. It's always our prayer. Talk to you again next week.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship.